Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Calling the decision difficult but necessary, trustees at Northwest College have cut deeply into the budget, and that now has included cutting faculty and staff. The board voted 6-1, approving some $2.6 million in cuts that will see 5 faculty members, 6 support staff, 4 full-time and 1 part-time instructional teachers all let go. The cuts were necessary after Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon removed nearly $20 million from the state's funding for community colleges. The downturn in the mineral extractions industry and the corresponding decline in revenue are responsible for the funding shortfall. Departments affected at the college will include music, animal sciences, biology, math, communication, and anthropology. One thing you won't need next year in order to attend college at the University of Wyoming is a COVID-19 vaccination. Officials with the school have announced that in-person teaching will resume at the campus in Laramie this fall, and they are not requiring students or staff to show proof of vaccination. Wyoming has been identified as one of the most vaccination-resistant states in the nation. The school is working to release information on the vaccines so staff and students can make an informed decision, and they've even been offering incentives to urge people to get the shot.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint. And when you buy a sample, we'll give you $5 off your next paint purchase. So if you want a new look for your home, look no further than Benjamin Moore paint at Ace.
Pal Ace Hardware has all the supplies and parts you need for your home improvement projects. Stop in today for painter's tape, drop cloths, brushes, and more. Pal Ace, downtown Powell.
Gallons of Benjamin Moore, Clark and Kensington, and Royal Paint. Limit one $5 coupon and 1 gallon purchase to participating Ace stores only. See store for additional details and exclusions.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
While it may seem that the lion's share of campaign contributions are making their way to Liz Cheney's coffers, Cheyenne Republican Anthony Bouchard is racking up some pretty impressive numbers himself. Bouchard vowed to run against and defeat Cheney in a primary race next year after Wyoming's lone representative cast a vote in favor of impeaching President Donald Trump, a move that angered many in the state. Bouchard's campaign has now announced they've raised over $400,000 from over 9,000 individuals, with money coming in from every state in the union. Cheney's campaign, on the other hand, has raised about $1.5 million. 3 other candidates have announced their intention to run next fall as well. The Wyoming Highway Patrol says a tractor-trailer versus passenger car crash outside of Warland claimed the life of a 73-year-old. According to officials, Alvera Serma Zamudio was driving a Buick LeSabre northbound on U.S. Highway 20 when the vehicle began to fishtail on the snow-packed and slushy road. The Buick crossed the center line into the path of the tractor-trailer. The driver of the truck was unable to avoid colliding with the Buick and hit it on the passenger side. Zamudio was not buckled up. He died at the scene from his injuries. The driver of the truck was uninjured. The crash makes this the 26th fatality on Wyoming highways this year, 6 more than at this time last year. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.